Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome. We're almost there. Happy Thursday, my friends. It is 6:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Top stories, Fed cuts the rate 0.5%. Okay, we'll get some economic traction going here. Will it make a big enough difference? How will that impact the mortgage rates? They should come down, but we'll see. And we'll go from there. The election's coming up. It's not that far away. And a House bill for spending fails. And there's different ways of looking at this. I wanted the bill to pass even though it spends way too much money. It's a continuing resolution. Right. We're talking Nancy Pelosi, rates of spending that were COVID, which was COVID spending, which was far in excess of what the regular budget would be, which is, well, we're running deficits anyway. But I wanted it to pass because attached in it, which I hate when they attach things, but in this case, I'm for it. And it's the SAVE Act. This is where you would have to prove that you're a citizen of the U.S. to cast a vote in federal elections.
But it's frustrating that, two things are frustrating about it. One, why do you even have to add that to anything or come up with that? Because it should just be a given. And two, if the Democrats would just go along with it, which they should if they are Americans, it wouldn't be needed to attach to anything else. It could be passed self-standing on its own, which is, again, if you've got to have it, they ought to be able to vote for it on its own.
This is a case where I made reference before, if you're a conservative or Republican playing a baseball game, for instance, you go up to bat, you start with two strikes against you.
Exactly.
The media will not support what we consider to be logical, what we consider to be legal. They won't support that. They have an agenda. They want the left to win. If you want the left to win, then allow illegals to cast votes.
Sure.
Even though they're not legal votes, if they are tabulated and counted, and in most cases they're not weeded out effectively or efficiently, so they will be. If you want the left to win, yeah, then you want the status quo. Now, if you want a fair election, one with integrity, it would behoove you to be in favor of this SAVE Act. But I guess, at least for now, it doesn't matter. And by the way, it wouldn't have been put into effect in time to impact this upcoming election.
Right.
This election, I mean, what's done is done. Probably the biggest thing right now is the need for poll watchers, as Congresswoman Kat Kamick pointed out yesterday on the show. And if you missed that interview, it was yesterday at 8:05, and you can download the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast or on the Odyssey app. And all you have to do is press subscribe and you're in, and you can hear that interview because she really did trying to reach out and get people to become poll watchers. Look, if there's early voting and then there's a day of, and you can do maybe shifts on some days, maybe you can only do one shift one time, it all will help. Mm-hmm. So get in touch with your local supervisor of elections. And she did give us was it a .org? I'll do some digging and see if I can find that. But
I'm sure you could go to the county, you know, our Republican committee.
There you go.
You know,
REC,
it'll be there. But she said, yeah, the Trump campaign is really pushing. They really need some help on this.
And so anyway, here's the story on the spending bill. And the speaker was pushing it, and he attached the SAVE Act to the stopgap spending bill that failed yesterday. And it says after Republicans opposed the bill. Now, some Republicans did. And that does not make me happy. But, you know, let's do the math. The bill failed by a vote of 202 to 220, with 14 Republicans voting against it. Now, three Democrats were in favor of it, but 14 against it. And I believe three Republicans just voted present. Is that right? 17. The best case scenario is you still would have been short a vote. It would have fell short, 219. That's if all Republicans, the 14 that voted against it and the three that voted present, if all of them voted for it, it still would have failed by one vote. So you could, I've started out wanting to be bad at the Republicans who didn't support it. Only for that reason that I want the save thing to pass. But, again, we didn't have the numbers anyway, unless you could have convinced two more Democrats to come across. Well, one, I guess. You'd have to have at least one more. Three already were supporting it. But there's no guarantee that it would go, that the Senate would agree with it. And the Senate has been not very helpful, right? Especially when it comes to anything that tends to be conservative. So, and this even the urging of Trump, he was pushing it as well. But the Republicans were unable to muster enough votes. They didn't have enough votes. I don't see it. Maybe I didn't do the math right, but it just doesn't look like even if they were all in favor of it, it still would have failed to pass. So now we'll hear the big threats. Government shutdown. We're all going to die. That kind of stuff, which whenever that happens, the Democrats will blame the Republicans and the Republicans will have to, well, they don't have to accept the blame, but again, when you're the conservative up to bat, you start with two strikes against you because the media has already thrown a fastball by you. We've got to remember that. Again, that comes down to perception, and the media creates that perception, and unfortunately, 90% of it is left of center. ProtectTheVote.com. When I said they needed poll watchers, when Congresswoman Kat Kama came out, that's the website she directed people to. It's called ProtectTheVote.com. Everybody got that now?
Yeah, when it pops up, you can actually go to your state, which is Florida. Click on that. It'll carry you through from there.
People could be streaming us anywhere in the world, Greg.
Wow.
So when you said your state, Florida.
It's true.
If they're in Florida, it's true.
And so it's true for those other states I see there as well.
But not your state's not Florida if you're in the other states.
No.
You're in a different
state. But they probably still need your help, too.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
There you go, Greg. See?
Mm-hmm.
You just want to help.
I'm a helper.
Let's see. Wednesday broadcast, News Nation Now. Harris Walz surrogate, National Finance Committee member, Lindy Lee, acknowledged that price gouging that the presidential candidate Kamala Harris wants to ban is actually difficult to define. No,
she
really,
wants to ban lots of things.
She wants everything. To ban ARs. Hey, didn't you dig up some audio from way back in 2007? Mm-hmm. This is it's not totally super clear. Pay attention, and then I'll give you what she said.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community, and just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affairs. Wow.
So that was in 2007, and she said, and she even used the proper verbiage, the sanctity of your own locked home doesn't prevent us from coming in and making sure that, you know, everything is up to snuff in terms of guns.
Amazing, isn't it?
I mean, that basically, this is legalizing a home invasion by jackbooted thugs who want to take our guns.
Have you ever read the Constitution or anything, you think? Those amendments and stuff that are in there, you know?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Well, look, if you're a Marxist, you're not a constitutionalist.
There you go.
Yep. Whew. We've got a lot more to come on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 6:16. Excuse me. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
6:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes. All right, it's Thursday. Looking forward to the weekend. Saturday at noon, this will be an away game for the Gators, Mississippi State. That's a noon game. Go Gators. Your top stories, the Fed has cut the rate 0.5%, and the House spending bill is continuing resolution. They tacked on the SAVE Act, which you would have to provide documentation of some sort that you are a legal resident before you can register and cast a vote. The whole thing failed, dropped short. There wasn't enough votes to pass it, so they'll have to come back with something else, something different, and otherwise there'll be this scary government shutdown.
But it sounds like as long as it's just continuing the whole Nancy Pelosi level of spending, a lot of Republicans who are conservatives are not going to go for it.
Well, many have had the attitude like I have, is that let the government shut down. You know, a couple of days without spending money might actually help. Well, Congresswoman Kat Kamick pointed that out the other day. No, it doesn't work that way. It actually costs more when you have a shutdown because you have a shutdown process. Then you have the grind the wheels back up. There's still payments that were made and then have to be made and retro and all that. So apparently it actually costs a little bit more to have a shutdown. So I don't believe she was in favor necessarily of passing.
No.
That bill. But like I said, I added all the numbers up and there just weren't enough Republican votes no matter how they voted. If I'm looking at it correctly.
Yeah.
All right. So there's that. And that's one of the big things that'll be talked about today, I'm sure. And then also we're always, and thanks to Radiant Credit Union, we're always staying on top of the tropics and what's going on there. And I saw something on Facebook. And something about, oh, yeah, my vacation plans or whatever could be ruined. And I thought, wow, well, we stay on top of this stuff. I didn't see anything stirring. I went to National Hurricane Center and all that. Now, they're talking about some disturbances there. They're way, I mean, there's no way they could get here by this weekend if they even form and become anything. And then I saw that Wesh out of Orlando was talking about the possibilities of something developing. And they said, according to the NHC, National Hurricane Center, a broad area of low pressure could form this weekend over the northwestern Caribbean Sea and then slowly develop next week while it moves north or northwest. Most models agree on the low forming Sunday, but from there they disagree on where the storm system may head. And I think the chances of development are not really all that great, especially initially. I mean, just over the next 7 days, only a 30% chance of
that's not much
development. So no. I'm wondering, are they is how
is
do I say
toying
this?
With us, Bob?
Well,
are they?
Are they running out of fear? Are they running out of things to frighten us about that's part of the climate change agenda? Because remember, and according to a lot of the models, the Caribbean, the Atlantic, it is hotter than it's been. And they say that is like a recipe for disaster, that along with a couple other factors. And yet, it hasn't, these storms have not developed anywhere near the point that would be close to the earlier forecasts.
But after 100 years of, well, it's going to be freezing, we're going to bake, we're going to be underwater, and the fact that you've even dug out the history of the headlines for the last 100 years, how many more angles can they come up with? I mean, you know, we're not going to have food because it's going to be too hot, or it's, I mean, What can they keep coming up with?
Well, I mean, look, just the whole notion that somehow this planet could ever be in a static situation. In other words, not moving or growing or changing. It has been changing in every way that we could possibly measure it. And this goes back way before there were a bunch of scary SUVs sucking down gas and adding CO2 to the air.
But Bob, see, they couldn't get you make you pay for carbon credits back then.
Well, yeah, all that. You know, look, they put out these scary things. They say, but look, we can do something about it. And usually behind that, you're like, let me guess. It's going to end up costing me a lot of money. I'll just guess that. Well, yes, but it's either that or we all, like, our faces melt. Like, I don't think so.
And
I'm not saying this about not climate change. Climate's been changing forever. We've had ice ages. Uh-huh. We've had warming periods in the 15th century that had nothing to do, again, with burning oil.
But this is man-made climate change.
Well, that's what they want to say, but there's not been any clear determination made on that. Mm. And yet we'll spend money, we'll enrich the Chinese, they'll sell us solar panels and batteries for electric vehicles. They will capitalize on the fear market. Get it? Capitalize. They're a communist country that'll capitalize on it. Yeah. And we're a free-thinking, market-based economy. Or we were.
Well, Fisker, who actually made some pretty cool-looking electric cars, they've basically filed for bankruptcy again. Looks like they're gone. So
really?
Yeah.
Also, Tupperware filing for reorganization under Chapter 11.
What?
Yeah, they're based in Orlando. Tupperware is like, I mean, that's America.
We grew up with Tupperware.
That's America.
Yeah.
You know, hot dogs, apple pie, and when you don't eat all the hot dogs and apple pie, you put it in Tupperware.
Absolutely.
But it's, yeah.
Well, a lot of competition out there in that world these days, though.
It was old Bob Dylan who said, these times, they are changing. Of course, he said that about 45 years ago, 50 years ago.
Good point.
Because the times are changing.
They're always a changer.
They always are.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to unions and the Teamsters. I'll explain that story coming up next on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can get The Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You are listening to 97.3 The Sky. So everything was going swimmingly well.
Yeah.
And then there was the dump truck. Good morning and welcome. It's The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy and a traffic update.
Yeah, Sky Lessner checking in. Looks like we're talking about Gainesville here, Northwest 39th Avenue. This is just west of I-75 on the eastbound lanes. Looks like a dump truck having issues there. That is slowing up, and that will back up quickly because a lot of folks like to use that as a cut-through into Gainesville or I-75.
Or coming through from Newberry, Tioga, all that.
Yep.
On 39th, not yes. Newberry Road. But, yeah. All right, so now you know. Be patient.
Take your shot. Is that all you got? I'm a fighter. No one can say that I'm a running hider. I was born to be into a dieter.
There you go. That's a new song written about Trump. I'm a fighter.
I like it.
Taking a shot. Yep. And Breitbart. They have a singer-songwriter that works for that, John Kahn. I sat down at the piano recently and had one simple thought. What kind of man could withstand the relentless barrage of attacks that have been leveled at former President Donald Trump? What kind of a man? It's got to be a fighter. And so, yep, that's a song. It's already, what is it, top 10 already on iTunes?
Yep.
In all genres. It's, it's leading the way. So I think that's great. And this is the way that we can kind of bust past the lefty media. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Through song.
I like it.
Yeah, I do. And wow, speaking of songs and songwriters, we lost a good one. J.D. Souther, who might not be a household name, but he's passed away at the age of 78.
I was there when
huge hit for him in 1979, but he has been part of writing so many songs with the Eagles, Best of My Love, New Kid in Town, Heartache Tonight. He collaborated with James Taylor, Bob Seger, Bonnie Raitt. He was born in Detroit, so already he had an advantage over most humans. But he grew up in Texas. What a great kind of mix. And of course, eventually ended up crossing paths with Glenn Frey, also from Detroit, and this whole Linda Ronstadt, Stone Ponies, Eagles connection, all that. And him and Glenn Frey were great friends, too, by the way. But J.D. Souther, although maybe just on his own, not as big a name, clearly, but part of writing
a ton
of hit songs. He also worked with Don Henley, Christopher Cross, Dan Fogelberg, Roy Orbison. And he's almost a Roy Orbison sound-alike, kind of in a way. So, and he even appeared on a few little television things here and there, little spots, cameos, I guess you'd call them. So J.D. Souther, singer-songwriter, has passed away at the age of 78. I do not see cause of death, but because we were featuring more, you know, what his career was all about. But, so you got that. Interesting story that points out how silly the left can be. The New Tolerance Campaign, NTC, it is a watchdog organization, and they want to mobilize Americans to confront intolerance, double standards.
Okay.
Intolerance, double standards. They're offering $1 million to support an LGBTQ plus pride parade in Palestinian-controlled territories.
Okay.
You see what they're doing there?
Uh-huh.
So you've got these gays for Gaza and other people that are like, they glom onto whatever the flavor of the week is in terms of, we're going to do a rally for this. And a
victim of the week, kind of, if you look at it that way. You know?
Yeah. And so they wanted to show how just silly and how this double standard is that you could be living an alternative lifestyle. You're out there holding signs supporting being pro-Palestinian, pro-Gaza, possibly, I hope not, but pro-Hamas. And, we've got a beeper for you. But I know that's Hezbollah, but they're all terrorists.
Yeah.
And this points out just how silly that is. You're supporting people who would not support your lifestyle.
Oh, no.
And it wouldn't just be like, ew, I don't like your type.
Oh no.
No, it's... have you ever heard of stoning? I'm not talking about getting stoned.
No.
Stoning.
Thrown off very tall buildings. That's one method.
Yes.
It's very simple and economical.
So, is anybody going to take the $1 million and put together a gay pride, LGBTQ pride in Gaza? Kind of doubted.
Yeah. Better spend it ahead of time.
But in a bold move, the NTC has pledged $1 million to cover cost for a parade like that in Gaza or the West Bank. The offer, which the group reiterated, was neither a joke nor a publicity stunt.
Okay.
It's aimed at Queers for Palestine and other groups that have argued that Hamas and the Palestine Liberation Organization are inclusive of LGBTQ plus rights. Here's their chance to prove it. Yeah. We know better. Mm-hmm. We know what the culture is. The culture is not accepting of alternative lifestyles at all. They're quite against it. And they're more than just vocal about it. Yeah. The NTC's challenge is a test of those claims and aims to highlight the differences in the treatment of LGBTQ plus individuals in Israeli and Palestinian territories, noting that there is a clash of values between Israel and most of the Arab world. Yeah. Yeah, these folks that are anti-Semitic and hate the Jews, if you had to live in the Middle East and you live an alternative lifestyle, your quality of life would be very much different depending on where you were fortunate enough to live or unfortunate enough.
And likely cut short as well, just saying.
Very much so.
Yeah.
So good. Good that they're pointing this out. It's mm-hmm. not a, like you said, it's not a joke. It is to show how this does not make sense. It defies logic. And if you don't believe us, take the $1 million and go for it.
Show us how committed you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, the encounters with death have not broken my will. That more on the way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to the Thursday edition. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. If you squint, I think you might be able to see it.
Yeah?
Friday is on the horizon.
Wow.
But it's still Thursday.
Well, that bright moon is helping, though. It helps you see it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's a super duper moon.
Oh, yeah.
God's little pocket flashlight for you.
Oh, I love it.
You are welcome.
Yeah.
It is 6:51. Thanks for following us, supporting what we do. We really appreciate it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And what about those pagers blowing up?
Oh, man.
Wow. This was an act of Mossad, probably, IDF. Israeli government and defense, and sending a clear message.
Yeah.
With a pager. Yeah, they were able to get a hold of these pagers and put explosive stuff in there and then forward them to Hezbollah. Had been ordering these things because they told them, get rid of your cell phones. We think we're being tracked. These are bad guys. People, these are terrorists, okay? So AOC comes out and condemns Israel for a pager attack that killed 12 and wounded nearly 3,000 in Lebanon, most of whom were officials within or connected to the Hezbollah terrorist organization. Now, reports of a girl being killed, that's awful. That's awful. But one child, terrible. But you have to remember what these terrorist organizations have done.
Mm-hmm.
They rape, they murder, they hold hostage, they kidnap, they send rockets. They're the bad guys. How much clearer can you make it? In a post on X, AOC blamed Israel for the attack and said it killed and injured civilians. She did not mention Hezbollah.
Shocking.
Or the fact that terrorists were the ones being targeted by this. Mm. Wow.
But are we surprised? It's AOC. Look who she hangs out with, you know?
Was she outraged when Hezbollah fired more than 8,000 rockets at Israel just since October?
I don't know that I've heard a headline about that.
Yeah, but not involving her.
No.
Not involving her. She condemns what Israel did.
Right.
Did she condemn what Hezbollah did? Maybe not so much.
Yeah.
And by the way, Israeli Defense Forces Chief of Staff addressed the possibility of war with Hezbollah on Wednesday in the wake of those devices exploding. So they also, I believe, there were some walkie-talkies, too, that could have been involved.
That was the next day follow-up. So, you know, you kind of got them talking to each other about their blown up pagers
and the walkie-talkies.
And the walkie-talkies blew up.
Mm-hmm. They are going to be thinking twice about using any electronic devices, I would imagine.
They'll be doing smoke signals or something. Yeah.
Israel has not formally acknowledged responsibility for the detonation of thousands of pagers, but we pretty much know that's the case. Mm-hmm. And the chief of staff for the Israeli Defense Forces made his remarks as he approved battle plans, both offensive and defensive, and said, look, we still have many capabilities not yet activated.
Activated. That's an interesting word.
Yeah. Hmm. So there are other tools, it would appear, that they are going to utilize.
I wouldn't be watching TV or touching anything electronic if I were them right now.
Yeah. Maybe they should give up terrorism. and look for a day job. Just
now,
saying.
There's a thought.
Yeah, I know. Crazy thought,
right? A lot less
thought,
chance of somebody wanting to come blow you up in retaliation for what
you've
done.
But the good news is, and you don't have to murder innocent people. You don't have to rape and burn and kill babies and stuff.
It's got to be an easier job than that.
I think it could be a win-win. Quit the terrorism.
Yeah.
And, you know, then terroristic type things, you know, will not be occurring to anyone. How?
That's almost like a whole ceasefire peace kind of thing there you're talking about.
No, that's different than a ceasefire.
Yeah.
No, this is ending it once and for all, which is exactly what Israel is aiming to do, and which I support them in attempting to do.
Yep.
And I believe Donald Trump will fully support that as well. We didn't have this kind of thing. In fact, things were going very, very well in the Middle East under Trump. Look, he got Arab countries to sign an agreement saying that Israel has the right to exist. Sounds logical, but it's nothing that they ever said before, admitted to, or was defined that clearly.
Mm-hmm.
The Abraham Accords.
Yep.
6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up, I can taste it already. Pastor Chris is going to talk to us about the pumpkin patch.
Ooh, tis the season.
Which means pumpkin bread.
In our future.
And all the good work that the money raised goes to as well. It's coming up. 97.3 The Sky.